The victim of a hate crime in North Belfast says he thinks he may have to leave the city for good. The home of Aishan Payar, who lives in Bray Street in the Woodville area, was attacked in the early hours of Sunday morning. His car, which has southern number plates, was also badly damaged. The PUP North Belfast representative, Winston Irvine, is with us this morning. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. You visited Mr. Payar's home, have you?
Yes, I did. I was the first to respond to this disgraceful and disgusting racist attack after the police had been called in the early hours of the morning. When I arrived, I saw a number of windows smashed on his property. I saw his car had been trashed, front and back windows had been damaged, and whoever was behind this attack also actually tried to gain entry to his home by kicking at his front door. Aishan was very shook up and was clearly wrestling with what to do, and he was in despair.
And this isn't the first attack on his home.
No, it's not. Thankfully, now that certainly the PVP are aware of what had been going on, we will show whatever support and provide whatever assistance that we can. But yes, you're right, there has been a number of attacks on his home previously. People throwing eggs at his front of his house and name calling and that kind of stuff. And it's an absolute disgrace.
Who do you think's behind this attack? I know that, certainly not this attack, but loyalist paramilitaries have been blamed for other attacks in the area, haven't they?
Well, I would be certain that loyalists are not involved in any way, shape or form. I think the police have already said that they believe that a small group of young people were behind the attack. I tend to agree with that. Local residents and local neighbours also point to that as well. So I think we are dealing with a very small minority within the community here. And I think it's...
Well, yeah, it's about what can the community do now to reassure this man that he's safe. Community leadership, does that exist? And insofar as, can you do anything for him?
Well, I think we set the example yesterday as soon as I arrived and I saw the disgraceful situation that Aishan was left in. I immediately arrange for temporary accommodation to allow Aishan to get a good night's sleep, to get a bit of respite, and to be able to do so in the knowledge that people weren't going to come back during the night and try to cause him harm. I've also contacted Alternatives, which is a community restorative justice programme, to provide some victim support and to see what other practical help they can provide in relation to this case.
Okay. Winston, thank you very much indeed. Thank you. Morning to you.